Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are thousands and thousands and millions of times over grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have the words with which we can pay gratitude to Allah and do shukr to Allah, nor do we have that understanding and status that we can be grateful to Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq that He has allowed us to have a connection and love muhabbat with a dhakir who remembers Allah. And Allah has given us this ni'mah, this great treasure that He's given us, the dhikr of Allah, His remembrance, and we've got love for the dhikr of Allah. And due to the love of the dhikr of Allah, of the remembrance of Allah, that we have been given the azim verses of the kalimats of dhikr, and from those kalimats of dhikr, the greatest kalima, the ismi that, the name of Allah, ismi adham, we have been given the tawfiq by Allah to recite and remember His name. We should be grateful for this, but we don't have the words to be grateful. We don't have the tongue to be grateful. We don't have the body to be grateful. We don't have the mindset to be grateful. Allah's name is great indeed, great indeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated Himself with regards to His ism, His name, Allah, His personal name, that this is my name. What does Allah Ta'ala say? This is my name. And I have kept my name myself. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. What an introduction. How Allah Ta'ala is praised Himself that this is my name, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says. And I have kept my name myself. And I have hidden my name amongst my treasures. And when I wanted to reveal it, then I revealed it in the Qur'an. And further, what a beautiful statement Allah Ta'ala has said further. Allah Ta'ala says, I made it revealed in the Qur'an, and those people that I prefer and like, I delivered my name to them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The commentators, Mufassireen, have written, who are those people? Those who do the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. My brothers, what have we come here to do? Just to recite this name, just one name. What do we have to do in life? We have to just recite Allah's name, and we're scared of saying Allah's name. We should have love with the name of Allah, with those who do the dhikr of the name of Allah, for due to that means and the path that gives us the name of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allah's greatness, His glory, the rahmah, the mercy and the treasure from His treasures He's given to us to remember His name. That's it. So let's think about this, that this ni'mah, this treasure, let's not waste it. Let's not waste it. And just like Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that Allah Ta'ala, we should definitely do dua to Allah and request Allah and ask from Allah, Allah Ta'ala, don't put me into a fitna. Don't put me into such corruption or into such problems and issues that I revert back to my old ways. If we turn back and look, what were we? What were our conditions, our problems? What was our life? So it may not be that despite Allah Ta'ala has given us a great, azim treasure, reward of reciting His name, remembering His name, that the wretched shaitan, our enemy shaitan, our nafs, desires and dunya, may we not go back into fitnas. Into fitan, that we go back to our old ways, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us special dua. It may be, isn't it? It could occur. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua, that we're sat here, we're reciting Allah's name, remembering Allah, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah. May not happen that a fitna comes into our heart and mind, that we go far from Allah's name, that we stop leaving Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, that we stop having the thirst and the yearning for Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, or the love of Allah's dhikr comes out of our heart. Then what's left for a person? Tell me, what's left? What an azim. In other words, this Allah Ta'ala has given us a ni'mah, a reward of doing His dhikr, that we cannot imagine how big this ni'mah is. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. What a great companion, high status, and his laqab title was famous, that he was the lover of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was he. He was such a great companion. And once he asked a question, he was in love with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah. And he said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said himself, this is a riwayah in Ahmad. He said that I asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these majalis-e-dhikr, what is the reward for the gathering of dhikr? Say Subhanallah. So now the reward is coming, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, the reward is coming into your pocket direct. Free of charge, alhamdulillah. You're zakir, aren't you? Every day I see your face. I've seen so many faces, I don't remember even my relatives' faces. The amount that I remember your faces, mashallah. You're around me all the time. That many years I haven't seen my relatives, I've forgotten their faces, how they look. And a few of them, poor souls, have died and been lowered into the graves to rest. But your face is always in front of me in a masjid. Every masjid I look back, you're there. If I go forward, you're behind me. And you've not left my side. You're always there wherever I am. Whichever masjid I go, you're behind me there. This is called muhabbat billah, the love of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you don't stop and nor do I stop. We continue. What love is this? The love for the sake of Allah. Directly for Allah. And this is called the love of Allah. So this love, my brothers, no force or power of the world can stop this love until Qiyamah. And even in Jannah, this love will not cease. Everything will finish. All love and relationships, connections will stop. But this title, my brothers, if you take the hand of a waliullah once, that's it. End of story. That person succeeded. He's gone beyond this success boundary, subhanAllah. So, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward? What are the treasures, rather, for the gathering of dhikr, the majalis of dhikr? What is the reward? What is the status? What is the maqam? Which Jannah position will that person attain? So if this is the question, so the first point here we see is that the question that's being asked, such a great companion, he's not spoken about dhikr, that what is the reward of dhikr? That what is the status of doing dhikr? That what is the jannah that will be attained through dhikr? No, the majalisi dhikr, said Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radhiyallahu anhu, that the gatherings of this is a totally unique thing. To do dhikr separately, individually is different, but to do dhikr in a majlis, the difference is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. Remember this point. You sit at home, you do dhikr, that's dhikr, alhamdulillah, you do it on your bed, that's the dhikr of Allah. In your car, you're doing dhikr of Allah. But here, bil khusus, especially here, unique, the reward is being mentioned here for the gatherings of dhikr. So what we realize is that the lover of the Rasul, the Sahabi, the companions, they were also ashiks and lovers of the gathering of dhikr. That this is not some small-time person who's asking this. When a person loves something, and he has a desire for something, and he really wants something and runs after it, then he wants to know, he finds out, what is this that I've got here? That why should I ask for reward? The hadith is there, Sharia is descending, the laws were descending, but because he had so much love with the dhikr of Allah, he's doing the people, for example, that were in the streets, in the path doing dhikr, sitting down doing dhikr, in the marketplace doing dhikr, come let's do dhikr. They had love for the dhikr of Allah, with the dhikr of Allah. So he asked in his love, in his yearning. He was an ashik. He said, O Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the majalis of dhikr, that we sit down and we form the gathering of dhikr, that today people don't like. Today, imagine this shaitan's attack on the believers today, that we don't like the gathering of dhikr today. And all of the masjids, it's okay if it happens there, but here four or five people get together to do dhikr. Oh, what's going on here? Why are you doing dhikr? What is dhikr? What drama is this? Oh, you're spoiling the environment of the masjid. Does this happen or not? Tell me, does it happen? The whole world, you'll call out, oh, Darulun, this and that, come and do this everywhere. There will be noise. But what kind of game is this? And the Sahabi, the companion, this is Sahih, this is Ahmad, Rawai Ahmad, the hadith of Ahmad I'm presenting to you today. Now here, let's hear the answer. Oh, your hearts will be happy, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, all night long. You will do the hamd of Allah, praise of Allah all night long, because this ni'mah has come to us. Now, for example, you've got a Toyota car, nice Toyota car, and you have that and you've parked it in your garage, and then a man comes and says, oh, shall I tell you today the good points about Toyota cars? You'll listen carefully. Because, oh, I've got this car, it's in my garage, subhanAllah. Oh, recently I bought it and it's got this many good points and factors in it and functions and facilities. Oh, is this Toyota, is that reliable and quality, and there's a guarantee, and this is the benefit and efficiency, petrol efficiency, fuel efficiency, and the price, and I got it for this price. So those people who do the of Allah, they will love to hear the answer in this hadith, won't they? Because they're doing this, so your efforts won't go astray. Your morning dhikr isn't going astray, is it? Your coming here will not go without a reward. The companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For who? About who? About us, miskeen, poor people, useless people. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, answer, you asking me this question, then listen to the answer. The answer, let's listen to the answer. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the ghanimatul majalitul dhikr. Here's the answer. Ghanimatul majalitul dhikr. Al-Jannah. Paradise. So then the next question didn't even come. That the majalis of dhikr, the gatherings of dhikr, the treasure, the reward for attending, the status, the maqam, the reward is what? Jannah. Al-Jannah. Direct. That's it. End of story. No more questions asked. That whoever attends a majlis of dhikr, the gathering of the dhikr or the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the reward for that person? Jannah. In between, no restriction, no hurdle, no obstacle, no barrier. Do you believe what I'm saying? Understand? Think for a moment. Think that what a great inam and reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Here now, listen carefully. There is a majlis. We have a majlis. We're sat and a few of you brothers here. There are many other gatherings. People come and the walis of Allah, they come, sit. They're majlis. And if there's a sinful person, there's a useless person, a bone idol person, there's someone does this sin or the other sin or all sins, and somebody comes and sits in the majlis of dhikr, what reward does he get? Who said this? Jannah. Who said this? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His honesty, his sincerity, his sidq, nobody can compare. So he's announced. End of story. So we see, but there's a man here, he's sinful. He doesn't practice deen, he's dirty, he's evil maybe, evil actions. Now here's the point we need to understand. That the praise of dhikr is such, the speciality of dhikr is that dhikr of Allah delivers a person to paradise. And no impure person can go to paradise, no sinful person can go to paradise, no useless person can go to paradise. But here he's useless, bone idol, he's a sinner, he's going to Jannah. The answer is what? That the speciality quality of dhikr is such, that when he does dhikr, dhikr will purify him. Before passing away, his sins will be wiped away, cleaned. He will be sparkling like the moon and the stars and the sun. All his sins will be eliminated and he'll be purified and he'll be delivered to Jannah. The person who attends the majlis of dhikr. So whatever hal, whichever condition the person is, the woman or the man, whichever situation they're in, for example, giving dawah to somebody, they say, no, I'm impure, I'm a sinner. You know, I don't do good actions. You say, don't worry, brother. Don't worry. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Where are you going? The gathering I'm inviting you to, or where you're going to, the gathering of dhikr, is the gathering of the impure people. And it's an ocean. Jump into the ocean and you'll be purified. It's the place to be purified. Impure people come there. So come, join in and purify yourself in the gathering. My Hazrat, I remember his statement, Hazrat Rahmatullah's statement, with immense love he would state that, come, there's an ocean. He would be hinting towards himself that there's an ocean, and don't just stand on the banks of the ocean, the coast, or that you think if I fall into the sea, my clothes, my body, and I'm impure, etc. Come, jump into the ocean. The ocean is pure and it will purify you as well. Subhanallah. The walis of Allah, this is their status. So why are we scared and thinking I'm a sinner, I'm bad, I'm not a good person, I can't go there? No, close your eyes and go to the majlis of dhikr. Allah's given a chance. Allah's opening the heart. You make a mistake, come back again. Make a mistake, come back again. If you repent and you go and do a sin again, come back again. But remember one point carefully. Make it a solid point in your mind and your heart. The biggest restriction, as I said in the hadith, that shaitan, this is where he takes a person away from. He takes us away from the majlis of dhikr, the connection with the teacher. Then he takes us towards sin and destruction. Whenever a person makes a connection with the wali of Allah, the love connection, dhikr connection, and connection for the akhirah, then never leave that and go away. If you leave the gathering of dhikr, then shaitan is taking you. I've seen with my eyes that person then has gone astray. Because he's left that manzil, the destination, his journey, he's left it. And the thousands of tests will come when we're on this path. This is not an easy challenge. Tests will come, challenges will come, but never leave this path, the path of the dhikr of Allah and the connection with the wali of Allah. Hold on to this rope with firmness, and inshallah a human being can never fail. This is the promise of our Rabb Allah. As Umar radiallahu anhu, let's listen to his hadith. He stated in Tirmidhi, this hadith is narrated, and has Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that in Najd, a group of people went to Najd. Yes, it was a location, an area. Wafad was sent, a group. And when they came back, then they had a lot of treasures and jewels, and they put them, everything, all the wealth, they spread it out in the masjid. And the Prophet ﷺ was there. And there was an Arab, he was like a villager. And he said out loud, because this was their habit to speak openly, straightforward. He said, "Oh Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahi, I swear by Allah that today, until today, I've never seen that a group goes back and so quickly they go and quickly they come back with so much wealth." He said this, he shouted out. He looked at the wealth. He said, it went, this group, this lashkar, and came back so quickly. This expedition came back with so much wealth. And so quickly. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in reply, "Shall I tell you such a group of people that are quicker than this group? They go and come back quicker and they earn more wealth in that time, in that reduced time." He said, "Bala ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." All the companions are listening, ears pricked. Alert, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the Prophet of Allah, this is hadith to listen to. Say subhanAllah first, subhanAllah in advance. Advance, because this is for you, for me, for us. The rules, alhamdulillah, for me, for you. It's for me though. Definitely, look at the fadl of Allah. Now this fadl, if we, even if we're a little bit, you can say, relaxed in this, in our business, in dunya, in our work, in the dunya too, we should cry, isn't it? There's such a big reward Allah Ta'ala has given to us, so why are we delaying? Why are we worried about other things? Why are we so lacking hope that Allah, you give me such a great reward? Then why am I worried about dunya and the loss of dunya? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, great hadith. Salatul Fajr, thumma jalasu fi majalisi yathkurullah hatta talatu shams. This is the words of the hadith in Tirmidhi. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that those people who pray Salatul Fajr, who pray Fajr prayer, and after praying Fajr prayer, they sit down in the same place and they do the dhikr of Allah. They remember Allah, they're immersed in the dhikr of Allah to the time that the sun rises, and then they pray Ishraq Salah. Then this are those people who very quickly come back and they get more treasure than those people who just came back. The example you gave, more treasure. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Such a massive, massive reward. And so quickly they will return. In other words, that the time from Fajr until sunrise, how long is it? 20 minutes? 30 minutes? Short period of time, isn't it? And 30 minutes within that time is stated that this qawm, it earns Jannah and it attains those levels of paradise that nothing can compare to. No action can compare to. When they leave the masjid after doing the dhikr of Allah, then they have looted the treasures upon the treasures of the hereafter of paradise. That nothing can compare to this action. Any woman or man. And today Allah has given us His mercy. He's given us the mode of how we can join into dhikr. We heard this very seldom, that the women, they get the majalis of dhikr in the morning. Oh, Allah's rahmah, in this day and age, that Allah Ta'ala has allowed even the women to join in and partake with the majlis of dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has allowed it. That Allah Ta'ala has given the majlis to everyone. The one is that they can do dhikr individually, but the majalis of dhikr, what are these? So every woman, alhamdulillah, 30 women, 400 women, 200 women, sit down and do dhikr with us in the morning. SubhanAllah, on this mic, through the mic and the reception they have, they do maraqabah, they do dhikr of Allah. How fortunate and lucky are those women, alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala has included them in the reward of the dhikr. So these are the majalis of dhikr, my friends. Allah's majlis is very valuable indeed. That in life, this is the assistance and this is the hidayah and the guidance for life. Noor comes from here. Qurb nani suballah comes from here. Allah's ma'rifah comes from here. Sins are removed from this. And dunya we get from this. And we get the world from this. And we get the akhirah from this. And the light in the heart we get from this. And we get freedom from sin from this gathering. And we get freedom from jahannam from this. And the opening of the doors of paradise comes from this as well. SubhanAllah. There's no door that does not open due to the action of the dhikr of Allah. There is no door. But trials and tests. Dunya is here, and we are living in the dunya, and we have this in our destiny, that this time will come, this problem will come, this difficulty come, will this depression will come, and this calamity will come. These are tests, they come, and they are to make a person higher in his level, higher in his imam. When issues come, just like when the wind blows, and there's iqab, and there's a bird, and when it flies, what happens? Soon as the wind gust comes, then it goes even further higher. It flies higher because the winds come to make it even higher. And it's stated that soon as the storm comes, then the mu'min goes higher in the iman. This is the same hal of a mu'min, of a believer. That he is firm on the deen, he's steadfast, and when difficulties come in life that Allah Ta'ala gives to a person, ups and downs come, then he doesn't go down. When the ups and downs come physically, then spiritually goes up, up, up. Closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the path and this is the dhikr, that the insan, his life changes. His life changes, improves. So we should be careful about sins. We should obey Allah Ta'ala's orders and with the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we take all of this path of dhikr, then an ajeeb qawm of human beings is created. You'll become a great human being. Your whole condition of life will be full of light and nur. I'm telling you the praise of dhikr him. As Alama Suyuti rahmatullahi in his tafsir commentary has given a unique point. That the points that come to my mind and I share them with you, the sequence that comes, it keeps coming in my mind and I share with you by chance, this point has come, they fit. All the words, they fit with the subject matter of that day. So he gave a bayan, Hazrat Allama Suyuti, commentator of the Quran, an alim, a scholar and a great Sufi, high level Sufi. And he stated in his tafsir that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned a hadith
from a riwayah, from a narration, that Allah Ta'ala in the dunya always, there are 500 walis, friends of Allah who are living, existing in the world at any one time. 500 awliyaullah are always present in the world at any one time, who allow this to continue. This system of the dhikr, otherwise would be eaten away today, consumed. Otherwise, all of the plans and the, you can say, the plots, etc., this would take everybody away from iman. But we are the people who get affected and benefit that by doing dhikr of Allah, dhikr of Allah, dhikr of Allah, we come to this position, to this hayya. Allah Ta'ala delivers the people to such a position that Allah Ta'ala selects those people then, due to the nuraniyat and to the light and the iman and the deendari of the walis of Allah, due to their firmness and honesty and sincerity. While they do dhikr, 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 their hearts, their bodies, they're so full of nur, Allah Ta'ala gives them such a high maqam. Then from those same people, the public, who benefit from the dhikr that's taught by those walis of Allah, from those people 50, 40 extra individuals are chosen. Additional. And who are those people? What is their ibadah? Some other time, I'll have a lot of time, then I'll explain this point in depth. What is their ibadah? I'll tell you what is this ibadah. I'll tell you. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Allah's remembrance that you are doing, that I am doing, that we are doing. And if we go further into depth in this, that a person who has sins, and for example, if we leave the sins and we understand halal and haram, we follow Sharia and Allah Ta'ala's deen, and we start to love the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than ourselves. Not just love, but more than our own selves, the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So much love. So much love. There's so much love that even if a person's lying down in his bed and it's cold and he forgot to do wudu in the night and he starts to fall asleep, oh, I didn't do wudu. He gets up and he goes and does wudu again. He does wudu. How did I make this mistake? I didn't do wudu before sleeping. He forgets to put surma in his eyes. He feels sleepy. He was cold. He was tired. He lies down. Eyes closed. Oh, I didn't put the surma on my eyes. Then he leaves his bed and he does wudu and then he puts the surma again into his eyes. This is love of the sunnah. There's no fard here. This is not compulsory. It's not written that this is a sin, but he has so much love. The love is forcing him. He loses sleep. He can't toss and turn because this sunnah, how did I leave this sunnah? How did I forget this sunnah? How did I neglect this sunnah? When a person has so much love and junoon with the sunnah of Rasulullah's sunnah, then Allah gives him a maqam. And we have all of this. We have this opportunity. Don't we have this? Do we have love with anybody like this? Are we junoon? Are we mad in love with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Of course, we have. So we realize today we're going to get some money. There's a sale, a transaction. Warehouse is going to open at 6. We'll wake up at 5 a.m. because I have to go to the warehouse. Stock is going cheap. If I don't buy the stock, I can't sell. And this is the love of a junoon. Oh, you know, I have to sell my house. Today, if I don't go 3 a.m. or 3 p.m., if I don't decorate it at 4 p.m., then the problem will come. The plumber's coming and I'll be late and I'll lose out. So this is the preparation. The person who's immersed in love like this, his days and nights, they pass like this. And they have no worry, no problem. 2 a.m. they have to get up, they will wake up because the sunnah is being neglected. I won't let this sunnah go in any way or condition. How can this be go? How can I neglect this? They wake up and fulfill the sunnah. So when an insan, when a person does this and the nur of dhikr comes into his life, in other words, we are doing dhikr and the good news of Jannah is coming, alhamdulillah. But we need to be a little bit more careful. We need to think that this is not our destination, dunyam. That if we don't understand our destination, Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, and if we don't become true ghulams and servants of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should be ashiq of his, that the angel should be proud of us when they see us. What an ashiq, what a man, what a woman, that he loves the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so much. So much following of the sunnah. So when a Muslim, when a believer comes to this maqam, then 500, as I said, men are selected in the dunya. They are the walis of Allah. And the dunya succeeds due to their presence. And then another 40 people are selected, abdal. What are they called? The abdal, from abd. Yes, the title comes from abd. In other words, their whole life has improved. And from these people, Allah Ta'ala gives them quwwat and power that they change their lifestyle, improve their lifestyle. And within a second, they benefit others. And they get to Allah Ta'ala's presence. Allah says, go to this place. Go to this place, this maqam, this is happening. In this area, this is happening. And totally a normal person. Not they've got a crown, a title, a special. Nobody knows their arm inside. Normal human beings sitting in his shop selling vegetables, running his business, buying and selling and running his business. Somebody's got a clothes shop or a garment shop or a vegetable shop and he's sitting there like an arm person doing dhikr. Maybe you hear one of you sitting down, Abdal. Who knows about another person? Totally normal because nafs has been crushed and they don't know about their desires. You can't find them. But their maqam is so high that they are Abdals and they change suddenly wherever they are within a second, they reach to that place and they look after that locality and that area. And Allah gives them another speciality quality that they understand everything that's in front of them. Say Subhanallah. Who are those people? That where do they initiate from? Where do they start from? From here, this gathering, from these places, dhikr of Allah. They do dhikr of Allah. They understand that women and the men. The women have this as well. The men have this. As a Rabia Basri, rahmatullahi, who was she? Tell me. Hasan Basri Ramadullah was there at that time, but she would defeat him spiritually. She was stronger. And so a man and woman are the same, equal. The woman is in less inequality, or the man. Everyone's the same. Whoever crushes his desires or her desires and immerses himself or herself in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that person's elevating himself. And what's the initiation? Initiation is the same point. Remember, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah's remembrance. From this, a person ascends the rungs of the ladder to get Allah Ta'ala's nearness, and this a person becomes an abdal. So my brothers, this action, the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, my Hazrat used to say, rahimahullah, that dhikr is such an action that you earn all what you want in the dunya and the akhirah. Very simple formula, great formula. Great, you get the dunya and the akhirah. You get the world and the akhirah. So how can we leave this? How can a person leave the dhikr of Allah? And shaitan, wretched shaitan, takes us far from dhikr. And he takes us far from the love of the dhakirin. And he instills waswasa into our minds. Then this will become a qiyamah. The person who leaves dhikr, he'll be destroyed. So let's take both actions, that we need to continue the love for the dhakir, for the teacher, and nor are we going to reduce our action of dhikr. Both. So both actions we have to do. We have to do dhikr of Allah under the guidance of the guide. And doing dhikr individually is okay, but the gathering of dhikr, even if you have to travel many miles, then travel many, many miles. Why? Because we are going to a very great place, and a great invitation has come. We realize that today we're going Birmingham to do dhikr. You're going to do dhikr in Birmingham. Therefore, no hesitation, no distance, no issue. I can go as far as is needed, because this journey, I'm going to get the thawab, the reward, and the difficulties and the problems that come in the way, I'll get the thawab. Do shukr wala da Allah, your karam, your mercy, that you've made me capable, that I will travel that far for your name. For your name, O Allah. I'm so grateful, I will travel, I will journey for your name, O Allah. So the majalis of dhikr, the special thing here is that I've mentioned two hadith to you, and they're great companions, radiyallahu anhum, and great karamat, and great effects of these hadith. Don't consider these small, minor actions insignificant. Give an effort, make sacrifice physically with, and reach to the gathering of dhikr. With your time, make sacrifice of your time and your efforts, and get to that gathering of dhikr. Allah's Nabi said, as soon as the person stands from that majlis, Very quickly he will see the rewards and the palaces and the mansions. Rather, he will leave that gathering with those rewards. How can a person earn so much in so small a time? Nobody can. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.